Do note that the views expressed in Taking It Through do not necessarily represent the views of Good News Community Radio. The views expressed in Taking It Through are meant to serve as a challenge to your beliefs, whatever they may be, and to see how the Christian worldview stands in light of other worldviews.
Welcome back to Thinking It Through. Today we hear Herman Duplessis, an ordained pastor who holds degrees in commerce, education, theology, a master's in adult education, has international certification in leadership and management coaching, and is the founder and director of Temba Tandeka Leadership Institute, a company that has a global reputation of being a catalyst that significantly raises engagement and profitability. Here's Herman in part 3 of Leadership the Jesus Way.
Hi everyone, my name is Herman Duplessis. And I'm the author of the book, Lead with Intent. And what I want to talk about today is how we approach leadership the Jesus way. And we've already had two discussions. We're going to have five. So today's discussion number 3. And I want to focus on the two major misconceptions regarding leading with intent, intentional leadership, or servant leadership. So what are the two major misconceptions of servant leadership? Why is it that people do not want to pay attention to servant leadership as the best way to lead? Because it actually is the best way to lead. If we look at all the peer-reviewed academic research, we look at the results in the workplace environment. Whenever I get to a company or a church where there's great engagement of the people, you will always find a servant leadership. But when I advocate for servant leadership, people walk over to me and say, no, we will not be servant leaders. And the first misconception I hear is that people will walk all over me. I can't be a servant leader because people will abuse me. They will misuse my goodwill. The truth is, the opposite is actually true. If you become a servant leader, people respect you more, and they respect your time more, and they respect what you do for them more. And the reason for that is the research shows that servant leaders have great boundaries. I see this often with leaders that I work with in the corporate environment. They say no to their people very often. They hardly ever give answers, and usually their answers are answered with a question to see whether people can find the answers on their own. We see Jesus do this often. And many times we see Jesus leaving sick, hungry, and lost people behind, getting on a boat. And what he does is he rests. He spends time with his Father. He travels to other regions. We see Jesus saying no to his disciples as well. So boundaries are very, very important to servant leaders. Servant leaders know when to say yes, and they know when to say no. I think it's Brené Brown that says, a boundary is the place where I can love myself well enough and you well enough. And I think a lot of leaders need to work with boundaries. Now, if you're a leader and you've never worked with any boundaries, it can be that you get to a point where when you start putting boundaries in place, people might be offended because you've never had any boundaries. And now suddenly overnight, you have all these boundaries in place. But give people time. They will get used to your boundaries and stick with your boundaries. The other mistake leaders make with boundaries is they expect others to respect their boundaries, but they don't respect the boundaries of other people. Boundaries is a two-way street. Not only do I need to respect my boundaries, and I expect others to respect my boundaries, but I also have to respect the boundaries of people that I lead. And I think that's very important. Jesus had very clear boundaries. And we don't like reading that in the Bible, but often Jesus, many people still to heal, many people to feed, many lost people, but Jesus gets on a boat. He moves away from the crowds. He rests. He spends time in prayer to recover. And that is very, very important. Time to recover. So, so important. Leaders who spend time in prayer are leaders who reflect very well upon their life, and they develop an incredible awareness. When we look at John 5, verse 19 and 20, Jesus is very much aware of who he is and what he needs to do. If we look at Jesus, we see that he often says to his disciples, I do what I see the Father does. I listen to the Father. I follow the Father. Jesus knows his identity. He has a clear understanding of who he is. And the reason for that is he had boundaries. He knew when to say yes. He knew when to say no. And then, you know, spend time in reflection with his Father to understand who he is and what it is that the Father had called him for. The other misconception in servant leadership. So the first one is people will walk over me and I can't say no. The second misconception is that I can't hold other people accountable. If I'm a servant leader, I need to be nice. And if I need to be nice, that means I cannot hold other people accountable. The truth, once again, is the opposite. We see that servant leaders, intentional leaders, they actually care deeply about their people's growth, and they drive accountability and feedback. You see, servant leaders don't believe in idiot compassion. What is idiot compassion? Idiot compassion is when I care so much about your feelings that I am not prepared to tell you the truth. If you really care about people, you will tell them the truth. You will have honest conversations with people. And that is what I want to challenge you with. If you care about people, you will not keep the truth away from them. But you are prepared to have those difficult conversations with individuals. Look at Matthew 16, verse 23. Peter gets it wrong, and Jesus says to him immediately, "Get behind me, Satan." I mean, that's very harsh. In John chapter 6, some of Jesus' disciples and some of the followers leave because they feel that his words and his teaching is too hard. He was never afraid to speak the truth. Jesus knew that there was a specific standard for his mission and that he needed people who were committed and worked for the cause. And then he turns to his disciples and he actually says to them, "Don't you want to leave as well?" I mean, how honest and straightforward is that? How many times does Jesus hold his disciples accountable for their faith? When Jesus speaks to the religious people of the day, the Pharisees, I mean, he is incredibly harsh on them. He goes out guns blazing. Just go and read Matthew 23 and you'll have a good idea of how open and honest Jesus was, not afraid to hold people accountable, speaking the truth honestly. And look at what he does. When he arrives in Jerusalem, he goes and looks at the temple. And what he sees doesn't make him happy. So he goes out of the city, spends time with his disciples, and he actually makes a whip. And then the next day he goes back and he uses that whip in the temple. And we never understood that very well. But what is clear is that the marketplace outside of the temple made so much noise that people could not hear the word of God preached in the temple. And Jesus wanted to get rid of the marketplace outside of the temple and move that further away. So how do you deal with these misconceptions on servant leadership? They are, firstly, people are going to walk all over me. We see the opposite is true for servant leaders. They actually have great boundaries. They know when to say yes. They know when to say no. The second misconception is I cannot hold my people accountable. And the truth is actually the opposite. Servant leaders care enough about people to tell them the truth and to hold them accountable. And I think that is very important to understand. We see that in the life of Jesus. We see that in the life of Paul. Paul was a harsh man, sometimes very straightforward, and he was a servant leader. So it's very important to understand that. So if you want to learn more about intentional leadership, visit leadwithintent.co.za. You can also buy the book at Kum Bookstores. Those are the Christian bookstores, mostly found in malls. And it's also available on the online bookshop. You're also welcome to contact me directly on my email. That's herman@ttli.co.za. And you can order bulk orders from me and we can give you a discounted price on that. And then you can also download the Bible study that is in line with the principles of the book on the YouVersion Bible app. So if you open the YouVersion Bible app and you go to the Bible plans, just search for Lead with Intent and you will find a 9-day Bible study that'll take you through all the principles of the book. Right, that is enough for today. Today we covered part 3 of Leadership the Jesus Way, and I look forward to the rest of our time together. Take care.
That was Herman Duplessis in part 3 of Leadership the Jesus Way. To contact Herman or to obtain a copy of his book, Lead with Intent, send an email to hermann@ttli.co.za. To replay this episode of Thinking It Through, visit our podcast channel via the GNCR app or on the web at iono.fm/c/7407. Tune in again tomorrow for part 4 only on GNCR, the station that brings you hope.
If you have any feedback or queries regarding Thinking It Through, please email it to thinkingitthrough@gncr.org.za. You can find the live stream, GNCR mission statements, and more at gncr.org.za.